Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Laura Jackson, and welcome to Secrets of the Side Hustle, the podcast from the Sunday Times Star that's all about phenomenal female founders and how they turn their passions from a bit on the side to a thriving business. From beauty to manufacturing, tech to finance, and more. On this show, we get the ins and outs, ups and downs of setting up your own company. You can subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. You can do this via whatever podcast app you normally use. For this episode, I got to speak to Avila Chadume. Originally from Zimbabwe, she moved to the UK with her family as a young girl and turned her love of drawing into an inclusive greeting cards business, Avila Diana. She's currently working as a sabbatical officer at Southampton Students Union, so her company is still very much a side hustle, although it's one that's growing incredibly fast. Here's Avila to tell us all about her business. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So for anybody that doesn't know about you and your business, can you explain exactly what Avila Diana is?
It is a diverse and inclusive greeting cards and gifts company. So what we do is we produce and provide greeting cards for particularly minority groups, such as anyone belonging to maybe a Black or Asian background, in addition to LGBTQ+A and people living with disabilities. So we just, you know, provide representation for the underrepresented.
And why greetings cards?
Honestly, ever since I was like a baby, I've loved making people greeting cards with my parents' important documents I should not have been touching. I would just start scribbling and doodling on them and present them to other people. So when I was younger, even on the backs, I'd write, you know, Avila's greeting card company. And yeah, so it wasn't until I got to uni, I was thinking, okay, I'm studying law right now and it's not really for me. So what else can I do in the meantime to help me get through this? And I decided, let me go back to that one passion I had and see what I can do with it.
I mean, how do you go about having an idea like that to making a physical product? What's the creative process? And then what's the process for actually getting the tangible card?
Initially, the process was quite difficult because I had absolutely no experience in it. So I remember the first time I was given the opportunity to actually present what I was doing. It was for a mental health fundraising charity event where I'd contributed some artwork in an anthology called The Color of Madness. So then they were like, oh, we have stalls available too if you want to sell or promote anything. And I was like, cool, let me, you know, get some cards together. So I went into Google and I was like, card printing companies. And I just selected the first one. I printed about 35. And had them delivered to my house in Kent because I was studying at the time, but it was closer, you know, to London. So I was like to my younger brother, please take these with you. Make sure you don't forget them and I'll be there. Because weirdly enough, that same day I had like an exam or something going on. So I had to travel all the way from Southampton to London and then try sell stuff. I was so late. I was like 2 hours into the event. So my brother was just there selling everything for me and we sold out. So it was just amazing going from like using my student finance to buy some cards to being able to sell them and getting such a positive reaction from people. It just like sparked something within me and I was like, okay, cool. This is something I want to keep doing and see how far I can take it. Selecting some random company, it was a really big gamble, but they're such an amazing company. So I've been happy to continuously use them anyway. And yeah, it's just
Are you
sort of
still
like,
using them now?
yeah, they're a really great company.
That's amazing. That is brilliant. And obviously, now you've built up a really great relationship with them where you're probably getting a better price and you can kind of be a bit more strict on your creative process with them.
Most definitely. It's a great company. So they allow you to collect points, which give you discounts at each time you purchase. So it's just a really great dynamic to have.
And do you have a favorite design, or is that a bit like asking you to choose a favorite child?
I definitely have a few, but I guess just going back to the basics of it all, my favorite design is my first one. So it's a woman, a black woman who's about to take a pill. So that one is to do with, just to spark the conversations on mental health, especially within the black community. It's not really spoken about enough. So the pill, I can't remember what it's called, but it was one of the ones which I'd been taking at the time when I started my business, because I was obviously dealing with some mental health issues just due to life and stress. So I was like, let me just draw something which is just reflective of what it is that I'm currently going through. And yeah, people were just so receptive, and it was amazing just hearing about other people who were like, I gave it to, someone who I knew was going through a rough time, and it allowed us to just speak about what they were going through. I love the aspect of a lot of my cards, they are to do with, just raising awareness or highlighting often marginalized communities or groups. So another one are greeting cards I've done for kids with hearing aids. And that one has always had such a great response from people who have siblings or kids, who have hearing aids themselves. And they just really love the fact that they can finally get something that's reflective of their family members and friends.
That must have been really cathartic to kind of put down your personal experience into a greeting card and for other people to have been so receptive and for you to have been able to spark conversations within people's homes and people's life through your experiences and your drawings. That must feel really amazing.
Yeah, it really was. Because initially it was quite scary, because within the Black community anyway, mental health is such a taboo subject. People don't really like talking about it. It's always, you have to be the strong Black woman or all those other types of stereotypes. So yeah, just being able to do that and being so open and allowing other people to see that vulnerability just created so many more connections than I ever thought, would ever be created.
So, do you feel like it's really important for all of your cards to have a meaning and a message and a significance?
Most definitely. Because even with certain cards where it just might come across as fun and, there's nothing really serious about it. For me, with every design I've ever done, there's always been something going on. So, one of my other favorite or most popular cards at the moment is Rise and Slay. So it's a black woman with a really colorful turban and background. It's all black and yellow and white on brand, of course.
That's actually
So
my favorite card of yours, I have to say. That for me is my favorite because it's just so colorful.
with that one, I remember the day I made that, I was having, I think, a really bad day, but then I came across like a really cool image of a lady dressed somewhat similarly, and I was like, okay, I'm having a stressful time. The only thing that helps me relieve stress is to draw. So let me just draw this real quick and get it out of my system. And yeah, the reaction again was just amazing. People really love it, and it's great to hear that you're a fan of it too.
Now, it's not just me that's impressed with Avila's concept. She's already secured several rounds of funding. I asked her how she put the money to good use.
So the main area for us with each funding round we receive is always going to be marketing and advertising and helping to build that brand awareness. So advertising, I'm sure you're aware, it can be quite costly in itself. So that's the one area we're always focusing on. But it would also be nice to hopefully get to a stage where we have an office or a storage space or something, because we're now introducing more artists from similar backgrounds or who are creating similar things to us onto the platform, and expanding out from it just being me as an individual artist to having a whole team, which I'm really looking forward to. So I want us to have a space where, people can congregate, create, and store stuff because right now my studio is not big enough.
Do you think that, I mean, we're talking about kind of marketing and PR, how important has marketing and PR been in your business so far, and how do you use it to the best of your ability?
It has been absolutely vital. Without it, I don't think I'd be at the stage which I'm at the moment. I don't think I'd even be speaking with you because it has allowed us to access so many different spaces and reach so many people who we traditionally just wouldn't have been able to reach, because the greeting card industry is, it's a humongous industry, but it's got a very small set of players who control it at the moment, and they don't really provide that much representation or diversity in general. So being able to do that and to prove that it's something that, you know, customers and people in general really want and really appreciate, and showing that diversity shouldn't be a second thought, it should be at the forefront, like the first thing you think about.
And access people globally at the touch of a button. I'm sure there's people, I hate the word slipping into your DMs, but it's always like a bit, but I'm sure you've got people messaging you from all around the world, which actually you wouldn't have had access to without Instagram. Is that your main platform?
Yeah, so Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I like to use as many different of the social media platforms as possible. I'm trying to figure out TikTok. I might be a bit too old, but I don't know.
I feel too old for TikTok as well. I can't get my head around it.
Yeah.
For any other startups, what advice would you give them in terms of using social media to build your brand?
I'd say use it as authentically as possible. If you feel comfortable to let people know who you are, what it is that you're doing, and share your story, because people just resonate with that so well. It's a lot easier for customers, I think, these days anyway, to know that there's a face behind a brand and that there's a mission too, instead of just a random unsuspecting logo, which just doesn't give you more than this is a thing, buy it from us. You want to know who it is that you're buying from, why, where it's going, etc. So yeah, just be true to yourself and make it as approachable and fun as possible. We're past that age where everything has to be serious. Like, businesses can be so much fun. You see companies which are just so unserious on TikTok or any other social media platform, and they're doing well because they're just authentic to themselves.
Obviously, social media has been amazing for you, as has the Pharrell Williams video.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Tell us a little bit about that for people that haven't seen it.
Yeah. So last summer, I was approached, someone slid in my DMs on Instagram and said,
please tell me it was Pharrell that slid into your DMs.
If only. If it was, you'd never hear the end of it. I'm gonna... So yeah, I was approached by a media company saying, by the way, we want you to star in a music video for Pharrell. And I'm not going to lie, they messaged me like 3 times, different accounts. I thought they were all lying, just like, you know, spam accounts. So I ignored it. And then someone eventually emailed me saying, we've been trying to contact you all day. Do you want to be involved in this or not? And I was like, wait, are you serious?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
So yeah, I then had the phone call and they were like, okay, this is what's going to happen. And yeah, it was just crazy spending the afternoon into the evening filming for a whole music video. It was just mad.
And do people recognize you now from that music video?
I honestly don't think so. I changed my hair a lot, so that's probably it. But yeah, I have had people who know me or who came across it being like, wait, you didn't tell us that happened? And I was like, I didn't even know how to tell someone that that happened, because I didn't believe it half the time.
For those wanting to watch it, the Pharrell music video Avila appears in is fittingly called Entrepreneur. As we know, Avila Diana is still a side hustle and the company is constantly evolving. One such evolution was merging it with Katenda. This was a project that she originally started with her younger brother to make a marketplace for creators just like Avila to share and sell their designs.
Since day one, since I started Avila Diana, I've always enlisted the help of my siblings. I have 2 brothers, 1 older, 1 younger. So they've always helped me, especially with like the financial stuff, because I can't do maths. I'm not even going to pretend I can.
Yeah.
So they've always been in the background helping me. And then last year, I decided I wanted to launch another platform for, you know, other artists and businesses doing something similar. So that was Katenda. So I then asked my younger brother to be my co-founder, and we launched that. It was working. Then got to a stage where we've decided to merge Katenda into Avladana and build Avladana up instead. And now I have my older brother, he's come on as like CEO to help us develop it. And he has a lot of business experience anyway, so.
Is that kind of difficult? Is there blurred lines between having a family relationship and then having your brother as the CEO? How does it work?
Nah, to be honest, I love it because I know that if they annoy me, if they try to upset me, I can just call my mom.
I love that. Mom!
Literally. So yeah, no, I love it because I know them more than I know myself. So I always felt that it was a lot better than, you know, working with someone who I didn't really know that well. You don't know what other people are always thinking, but with them, we can be brutally honest with each other and say, listen, what you're doing just doesn't make sense, or I don't like this, we're doing this instead.
If you like what you hear and fancy a little bit more, you can get it. Subscribe to The Times and The Sunday Times for less than £1 a day. Just visit thetimes.co.uk/secrets of the side hustle to start your free trial.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I feel like lots of people have said to me when they've started a business, it's been about building a really strong team who you trust and you have got a good relationship with, who you can kind of scale up the business with.
Exactly.
How important is that to you?
That is the top priority. Without, you know, those good relationships, nothing will happen. Because I need to know that if for whatever reason I can't, you know, sort something out, I know that you can do it for me, or vice versa even. So it's just having that trust and being able to sleep at night knowing that everything is in safe hands, or if something is to go wrong, then you can address it and deal with it.
When you first designed a greeting card, how long does it take then for you to get it back and have it on the website to be able to sell to your customers?
Depending on what it is, I have two processes, I guess. For some of them, I'll design something and then get it printed immediately. So that takes about a week, and that's already available on the website. Or other times it's something is designed, I don't really know what the response will be. So I have it up on the website, but not have anything printed. And then it's only once someone orders, then I'll get a few printed and, you know, at least I can validate that. But now it's at a stage where having things in stock is super important. So I just try to have things in stock as much as possible. If I don't have it in stock, then it won't be available on the website.
I can't believe you've done all of this, like running this business, working with your brother, merging the two businesses, fundraising, all while you are either studying full time or you've been working as a sabbatical officer at your university. How do you manage your time?
I wish I knew. I feel like I don't most of the time.
Is there anything that you've learned while studying for your degree that you've kind of put into practice for your business?
Yes. So studying law was definitely something I wanted to do because I've been passionate about human rights and, you know, topics like that for the longest time. So law allowed me or taught me to be very analytical and critical of a lot of things. So instead of, just taking things at face value, I'll want to do some research and make sure I get a better understanding.
Especially if you've got an interest in human rights law, it kind of actually feels very fitting for the brand that you have created, which is incredibly inclusive and is for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. I like to tie all of my interests together. So human rights is something I've always been passionate about. And I thought at the time that, going on to be a human rights lawyer would be what was the most fulfilling thing for me until I learned that way I can incorporate both in an artistic way. So why not do that? So yeah, it's been great.
You heard earlier about Avella's aims to grow her business beyond her designs and instead make a curated space for new designers to promote and sell their art. I asked her to tell me a little bit more about that.
So this side has now become, I guess, my top priority. We're on the lookout for creatives who want to partner up with us and join us. So that page will be a place where we can list all the different businesses and people, creatives who we're working with, and just say, this is who's created or designs that specific card you love, and this is what their own, passions are. It's really difficult these days anyway, or has always been, for minority communities to access the art world or industry. It's quite an exclusive or elusive area. So I've managed to, I guess, open a door which is quite traditionally closed or very difficult to enter. So I want to leave it as wide as possible for other people to come in, which is why I'm creating this platform.
Absolutely, and uplift them and support them and use your, things like Instagram to talk about them and spotlight them.
Most definitely, because for me, I've had, people giving me these similar opportunities and giving me the platforms which they could have just kept to themselves. So of course it makes sense to just do the same for other people now that I'm in a position to be able to do so.
If you could offer one piece of advice to someone thinking of starting their own side hustle, in particular to any young women who want to get ahead, what would be your advice?
It has to be, and I'm so sorry to my mom for saying this, but ignore your parents if they say don't do it. Especially like if you're from an African background like me. So we moved here from Zimbabwe when I was quite young. So it's always been a get your education, get a good, serious job like law or whatever. Yeah, now that I've started and I've got into the stage which I'm at, my mom's able to see that it's something that is very much attainable and aspirational and not just a dream. So yeah, if your parents are saying you should just get a standard job, well, of course, get your education, but also pursue your passions and dreams. Because the world is full of so many opportunities, you'll never know until you actually try.
If there is one product that you would love to make, because you make kind of you've been doing mugs and you're starting to do more giftware on your site, what is one product that you would absolutely love to make?
Oh, that's a good one. I think one of the other things I'm moving towards now are like accessories. So maybe phone cases, laptop cases, stuff like that. But one day I'd love to do just homeware or kitchenware type things.
I mean, does that scare you? Because I feel like you're just quite go-gettery. I'd be a bit nervous in terms of where do I get it made? What is the process? Is that just not a thought for you? You just like end goal.
I'll see what comes up first on Google.
I mean, that's really good advice, isn't it? Because a lot of people would think, oh, I need to know someone or I need to have connections or, but literally just via the internet, you've been able to access so many amazing like contacts and relationships.
Yeah, exactly. I'm terrible at overthinking and just getting into my head too much. But recently, especially with the merger of the two companies, I've just, with all the things I was afraid of, coming to life and happening, and then being like, okay, the world hasn't exploded because of it. I'm really open to always just learning from my mistakes and figuring out what works and what doesn't.
As always, we like to give our guests the chance to set their own questions and throw it forward to the next guest. Here's what Zafrin O'Sullivan, founder of Five Dot Botanics, wanted to ask.
So my question is, can you describe a time when you worked on something outside your comfort zone, and what did you do to overcome it?
So the time when I was working something completely outside my comfort zone was when I was creating a completely new platform and website, which had a bunch of features which I had never used before, leading a team of web developers into creating a completely new platform was such an experience. And yeah, I don't know how I did it, but I'm glad I did it because I now know better, or I'm now a lot more comfortable in helping lead groups and teams, especially in areas that I didn't have an expertise on, and allowing people to take charge where they know, you know, they're best suited.
And have you got a question for our next guest?
Yes, just keeping in line with everything. What are you doing to improve diversity and inclusion within your organization?
Amazing. And would you like to shout out any other amazing companies that have been started by Black women on our podcast?
Oh my gosh, yes. There are so many. Lace by Lucy. She does hair, wigs and all those types of things. And Omalicha Boutique, in addition to Edge of Great, which is an amazing blog. And there are just so many that I love, but I think I'll stick to them for now.
We'll put the links of all of those businesses and a few extra in the episode description. Now, it's almost time for me to say goodbye to Avila. It's been a real joy meeting her and learning all about the amazing work that she's doing with her beautiful cards. I just had one last question. What does the future look like for her company?
The future for us is being a leading competitor within the greeting card industry and your one-stop shop for greeting cards, which are diverse and inclusive.
Amazing. Well, you're definitely on your way, and I'm going to your shop afterwards to buy myself a card. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Oh, it's been so nice. You can find out much more and check out some of her amazing designs over at avilladiana.com or search Avila, that's A-V-I-L-A Diana on Instagram. We'll put all of the links in the episode description. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Just do it on whatever podcast app you normally use. Next time, we'll be joined by Tessa Clark, who co-founded food sharing app Olio.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.